You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So are we talking about first jobs? Are we talking about worst jobs? Are we talking about worst first jobs? Worst jobs?
I think it can be all of them.
Thirst jobs?
Not just, any rhyming word.
Brought worst jobs. I did this for about 10 minutes a little bit ago, and Aaron hates me so much.
Yeah, I was just annoyed. There wasn't anything fresh.
What do you mean bratwurst is dope?
Yeah, but then you kept worst.
No, I said, okay. Anyway, this is what we want. Your worst. I think, okay, what's the worst job you've ever had?
What do you want?
Or what was your first, like if you have an interesting first job? Because basically there was a story recently of all the dudes who've won sexiest man alive and some of their first jobs. Like I would never picture Denzel Washington as a garbage man.
I don't understand that. How you'd think he would pull up to get your garbage. You'd be like, you ever thought about
you're smoldering.
Yeah, being a model at least an actor?
Yeah. Like Johnny Depp being a telemarketer.
Johnny Depp was a What?
I'd like to talk to you about your extended warranty.
I'm interested.
I'm going to say this.
Would that work?
Yes, like, yes, it would.
T-Hack is almost never good at things like this.
That was a really good
impression.
That was
good.
I know.
Because just say, Sauvage.
Say what?
Sauvage. Isn't that that stupid commercial? He's like playing guitar and then he throws the guitar and he's like, Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Oh my God. Your Johnny Depp is actually good.
I'm wearing my blue glasses.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow.
I've never tried it before.
I'm flustered.
I know. Aaron's just like, she's like closing her eyes. She's like,
I'm not actually selling anything. That was just
a bit.
Can you
put in just the left channel now? Sauvage. Like, who else was I? Like, I kind of knew this one. What do I call him? Ye? Is that what we call him now?
Kanye.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he just wants to be Ye.
I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
I don't know
that
he knows what he wants.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he worked at the Gap, and I think we knew that.
We knew that
because he released his clothes at the Gap, and it was like a full circle
thing. Then he was real mean to him or whatever.
Yeah,
because
he just like threw
trash
bags in the middle of the floor and called it good.
He did, right?
Yeah.
He called that art?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
did you guys have a weird... Like my very first job, I was like 13, and I'm sure you guys have heard it, but I like was the gardener, in air quotes, of a motel.
What?
I don't think I knew this.
You didn't know this?
No.
It was the Lamplighter Motel. It still exists. It's in Longmont at 17th and Main. And
okay.
Like
the gardener?
They called me the gardener, but basically, so I would go pick weeds in their garden and I would sweep their parking lot. I was just outside all afternoon doing things, like sweeping up the parking lot. And then occasionally, this is where it got dicey. They'd be like, we don't have enough crew working, so 4F needs towels. So they'd hand me towels and just go knock on the door and hand them the towels. But I didn't know this, but like there were a lot of lonely people in hotels and this like you go and then they're standing there, you knock on the door and they're standing there naked.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, you got my towels? And you're like, here.
Oh,
it's horrible. But you're at a motel. What do you genuinely expect?
I know, but you were 14.
Yeah, no, it was 13.
That's even worse.
Okay. Yeah. Luckily for me, and unluckily, it was never dudes.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
it was always just lonely housewives, just like kind of just standing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've
they've seen the gardener
right
out front. They're making
and they're just like
they've tried the
send
pool boy.
Send me the youngin.
Yeah. I don't.
And so
like
I would just go
all.
Up and hand them towels and just be like, I would just kind of fling them there. Often they were wet. You know what I'm saying? Like from the shower.
I see.
I realized when I said it that it could be taken so many different ways that I should qualify. It was the person. But I stayed. I worked there for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're like, 4F needs more towels.
No.
They didn't call.
I
Are
just
you
want
sure?
you to know. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to be rude. But it was never anybody you wanted.
I see.
You wanted to deliver towels to.
No Stacy's mom.
Okay. No.
Well, you probably weren't their first choice either.
So that was my first and...
Worst?
I think that was probably my worst job.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
it's not like picking the crud off of like, what was the honey job? Never mind. I'm thinking of the B movie where it's like, oh, I'm the guy who picks the crud off.
You like jazz?
Aaron only knows one line from the movie, but it's the line that makes me the happiest. All right, now say you like jazz as...
Yeah.
You like jazz?
Right. I need to work on it more.
If you had a worst job or a first job, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
My first job, I was 8, maybe 9, and it was musical theater. It was a play called Nuncrackers, which was in Littleton. I got paid $1,000 for it, and it was actually at a place where BJ's
son... This is
a
good job.
No, you said first or worst.
I know, but I want it to be worse than this. I had to see ugly people naked.
No, I had a blast.
You were getting to BJ. So
yeah,
his son
took guitar lessons there, and my sister was the front desk person.
Shut up.
So, yeah.
Small world.
Wow, I know.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know which son it was, but I
think
it might
have
been...
Did you have to bring towels to BJ?
No. No, because he would just hang out in the waiting room.
And was he already famous, BJ? He was already...
I think so.
So you just like, there's BJ.
Yeah.
And he, okay.
Wow.
He was never just standing there?
No, because then I would go to the stage and
showered.
Do, nope.
Okay.
I would go perform.
I was the towel boy. We're only hot people staying at a hotel. Yeah.
So, did you have a bad job?
My first job, I was 14. For some reason, all my friends got jobs, so I thought I needed one too. So I worked at Fareway, which is a grocery store, F-A-R-E-way.
Okay.
And it was... a normal job, except for when you would bag the groceries
then
you had to carry it out.
You had to insist.
You had to carry out the groceries for them. And
it doesn't
most,
matter if he's 6'6", 300-pound firefighter. You're like, listen, bro.
Exactly.
I'm carrying this out for
you. I know.
You.
And they fight you because they're trying to be nice to you. They're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. And it's like, no,
nope,
you don't understand. Kevin is watching. He's got one of those.
Kevin? Oh, the double-way mirror up top?
Just the office was up top.
Oh.
Like, you could see him sitting at the desk way, like his head's like touching the ceiling of the
binoculars.
Grocery store. Yeah.
Just, oh,
like, and it is Kevin. It's like
Kevin,
Kevin's
you
watching.
Piece of hell.
Yeah. I remember one time he came back and we were kind of messing around by the fruit. And he was like, look, if you're not, guys aren't going to work, I'll just send you home. And it was like.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Say less.
Can we do that? And he's like, no, work.
Just work. This is supposed to be more of a threat.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be here. I'm 14.
So I was thinking, now I know we got our first jobs out of the way, and I was the only one playing along with the worst angle. I don't know if I've told you about this before, but we've talked to somebody who's a scuba diver who when, like, the sewage plant, like, you know when your toilet clogs and somebody's got to be the man who, like, puts her hand in, like, a Ziploc bag or whatever and puts it in there and has to do the breakup, or you have a poop knife. You got to just break because the plunger's not going to work. You've done the plunger and there's just a wedge in there that you're not going to be able to get out. You know what I'm saying?
You need a pro.
You need something down in there. If you don't want to pay somebody to come snake your toilet, you got to get in there. Well, that can happen to a sewage plant. Like the sewage plant itself can have a
massive
clog.
Oh my gosh.
So imagine a huge toilet that has nothing but poop in it. But somewhere it's got something clogging it. Well, there are guys who put on like scuba gear and go in and poop knife it.
How do they see?
I don't know. I don't know if they have like little windshield wipers on the goggles. They're like,
but like you can only go an inch. Like I don't understand.
I think
understand.
They feel their way around or something. It's like a sludge clearer and they go. Yeah. But there's dudes who do it in the sewers underneath. Like,
wow.
Have you ever heard that? Like, this is an advertisement, and you're gonna thank me if you're one of the sewage workers. Dude wipes, whatever the different wipes are that say they're flushable.
They're not.
Yeah, they will go down your toilet, but they clog up everything. Stop flushing them. Just throw it away and then wrap
the
bag.
Throw it away.
Yes, throw it away and then wrap the bag tight and throw it. Like, you can't flush them because there's like. If you ever seen, they show like in the sewers underneath like the city, and it's just a giant wad of dude wipes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking a 6-foot circle.
And the Ninja Turtles, they're down there too.
No, they're not. Because if they
not
were there,
anymore,
they'd be. They're in like.
Donatello.
Seriously, just stop flushing that crap.
Okay.
Not that crap, but those. But anyway,
flush the crap.
That's
don't.
What.
I'm keeping this guy employed.
My point is this. That's a job. That's the kind of job we're looking for.
Yeah.
If you've had like a job that's that bad, or you're the guy who paints the radio tower, like that's a job. Like that's the worst. Can you imagine a worse job?
No, I want to talk to the guys who clean the windows outside our building.
That's a terrible job.
So they're swinging around. They're like,
on a wooden swing.
I don't know.
What are you
I don't
talking
think
about?
It's the worst
it's
job.
Not like they don't have. I've seen guys at REI climbing the rock wall with better gear. These guys are on a like. This looks like the wood off a reclaimed barn that like Chip and Joanna would put up on your wall to make it decorative. And they're sitting on it 11 stories up.
That's, I agree. Anything like that is insane.
That's the worst job.
They're also tied. Like, their bodies are tied.
Barely.
To what?
To what?
They have hooks on the top.
Aaron, you're just making this. They don't have a grappling hook.
You know.
They don't stand at the bottom with a gun and go.
They take the elevator to the 11th floor, walk up to the roof, just
don't.
Like we do,
Why
and
do
there
lie?
Are little hooks that they attach onto.
Why do you lie?
I wouldn't trust the hooks out of this building.
If you've had the worst job ever, other than dealing with these two yahoos, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're basically looking for bratwurst jobs.
If we could get, what's that guy's name? The like hot dog stand dude downtown.
Biker Jim. Biker Jim.
There we go.
We're actually looking for first jobs, worst jobs, bratwurst jobs. Sue?
Yes.
What's the worst job?
I worked at a rent by the hour themed hot tub place in LA.
Those are a
thing. Say more. So there's just a hot tub, and then I say, can I get in the hot tub for an hour? Do you rent the person that gets in the hot tub with you?
I'm sure you can. It was near Hollywood Boulevard.
Do you have to change the water? Or do you just
I'm guessing they just skim it.
Not every time.
Not every time?
Not every time.
Did you have to like...
Just when it was cloudy.
Okay. Don't let it get cloudy.
There were also relaxation beds that were plastic. It was kind of gross.
So what was your job? To like fish out anything in the water or spray down the relaxation beds?
Oh, yeah, totally. And put on whatever movies people wanted to watch. Oh,
wow. Man. This is just in some guy's backyard?
No. It was on like all kinds of dating shows, like Limidate and all those.
Oh,
they come and go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm
the worst job.
I feel real good about delivering towels to 4F now that someone's worked at the hourly hot tub place. Thanks, Sue.
I didn't know that was the.
I didn't know it was a thing either. Mm-hmm. You know, in like Brazil, there's hour hotel rooms though.
No.
Really?
Because they just, I guess they don't believe in car relations. So you just like go in and it's like, can I get the room for like an hour? And they're like, sure. And you're like, well, you know what I'm going to, yeah.
I
know.
I should warn you, we don't clean it every time. just if it's cloudy.
My God! Billy. Billy?
Hey.
Worst job, first job. What do you got?
All right. So took this job. Now, keep in mind, this is back before smartphones. So no fun. But minimum wage, and I won't share my age, but it was in the single digits.
Oof.
And got put in this room, can't say the company, but had a conveyor belt going by me, and this little part would come by. They handed me this little iron or burning soldering piece.
Okay.
And literally, I got sat in this room with no music, no headphones, no smartphones.
We've established how bad it was. What are you doing with your little thing?
Oh, burning the little piece of plastic from the molding off, like a little tiny strip.
So this thing would come by and it had a little extra tab of plastic and you would just go and burn it.
Yeah, just a little burn.
Just over and over and over.
Over and over. I mean, I could lie and say this thing was coming by me at like a million miles an hour.
No, it's not. No, I get it.
No, it's not. It's coming by at like... turtle speed, you know?
I'm telling you, this is similar. I know I have to make everything about me, but like I opened mail for a while. I only did it for like one day.
Yeah.
Like a thing comes in, it goes like, and it opens the top and then you take it out. It's like for magazine subscriptions. And then like you take it out, it's like they either checked, yes, I want it, and you put it in this bucket, or no, I don't, and you put it in this. It's like, I don't know why you would mail it back if you didn't want it. But it's like, you would just go like, and then you just like, and then open, then it was like, and it'd take the top off and you just, that's all I did. And when you started there, you weren't allowed to wear headphones. because they want to make sure you knew how to like take the piece out. So like,
wow,
there's.
Well, do you feel like, did you get a lot of good thinking done or anything? Do you get into
you're sitting there watching everybody else on their headphones, opening mail.
Brutal.
It's that the is worst. Brutal. Yeah.
But I think burning the little piece off is probably worse. Blazing Bob.
Yes, this is Blazing Bob.
Blazing Bob. What's your first worst guy? First worst job.
So out of high school, I joined the Army, and during my stay in the Army, I went to Korea for about 3 months for a training exercise, and all out in the field, like sleeping in tents, that kind of stuff. And you know, when you got like 5,000 guys on a deployment, you got to get rid of their number twos. Mm-hmm. And their method of madness is you get it into 50-gallon barrels and you dump some diesel on it, and then there's got to be a guy sitting there stirring it like a witch's cauldron until it burns down.
We lost Aaron.
You
gotta stir it. Why do you have to stir it?
You gotta stir it so it burns down. Otherwise, you're just burning the top layer.
Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've never when I've said thank you for your service, I never considered stirring poop as one of the things I was thanking you for.
Yeah. When he said 50-gallon drums, plural.
No, there's a lot of okay. Chelsea?
Yay.
Worst job, first job. What do you got?
I was 16 and I'm from a small town in northern Colorado, and the local job everybody did was work at the truck stop. I was the cashier, and I'm not saying I'm pretty, but I was like a little blonde thing, 15, truck driver. I heard things often like, I have zip ties back in the truck, I can use them on you and you can come ride with me. Or
what?
Yeah. Or things like, you guys are out of sugar. Can you stick your pinky in my coffee and sweeten it up?
Oh my
gross.
Also, the cook was also known to randomly tase fellow employees.
How long did you work there?
I worked there probably 4 years throughout high school, and then like when I was in college, I'd come back in the summer.
Because you couldn't get enough?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
News. News.
No!
Aaron!
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
We gotta play the other one.
You like the other one?
Well, it's just been a while.
You feel bad?
Like yeah. The other one just, we need to show the other one some
just
love.
Tragically
the texters
flattered.
Are never happy. We play this
are they,
one.
You're kidding
like,
me.
Sometimes they're like, yeah. And then other people are like, this one sucks. It's like, God, what do you want? Make one and send it in. And
yes.
We'll, like, I would love that. If you have a better one, send it in.
By the way, we finally procured the email address, slacker@odyssey. Probably even slacker@alice1059, right? The Slacker Show.
The Slacker
Show. Yeah, go just send it to Slacker. By the way, if you just send it to Slacker, you're SOL. Because I think there's probably 3,000 unread emails in that bad boy.
TheSlackerShow@odyssey.com.
Or at Alice1059.com.
Yep.
Or at this show sucks. Yeah, you can send The Slacker Show at almost anything after that. Hotmail. So do that. This is News or Nope. We get headlines and then decide if they're news or nope. Who's kicking it off today?
I will go first. Good evening. Good evening specifically to 14-year-old Tyler from Parker.
Oh, what are you doing?
He sent in a
this
very
is not
big,
a headline.
It's news.
You're
it's
trying
news.
To goad me into saying nope.
It's
because
news.
It's supposed
he
to be.
He drew us a picture and it's very accurate.
It's great, yeah.
Okay,
the
I'm going to say
Parker,
news.
His name's Tyler.
He broke his arm this summer and he was still able to write us a handwritten letter.
And it's a good letter. I read his letter. Mm-hmm. There's just only a couple of places. He even admit, here's the deal. Tyler, you're a bucket of turds, man.
What?
Why? Because somewhere in the middle of his letter, he says something about, How's the heat from the bonfire from all of Slacker's divorce documents? He references.
Oh, he said, ask Slacker if he would like to borrow a trash can to throw away the reams of divorce papers with a little smiley face and ha ha.
Yeah, that's good.
I will say this.
I like this kid.
We did a show at one point where, and I can't believe that there are still people out there, but there, I guess there are, that you're in your car right now and you just happen to get in your car, you listen to us on the show, and then you go home and you go about your, it's like, oh, OPP was great, or Great Mate Debate was good, like, or when they were doing the topic about the bleh, mm-hmm. whatever, and then you never go to Facebook or you never go to Instagram, so you literally have no idea what we look like.
Yeah.
And I just, when I first started doing radio, nobody had any idea. So we would take calls from people like, Slacker, you're like 300 pounds, red hair, acne. And I'm like, what? What in this voice sounds like a hair?
I don't have acne.
Right. I'm not in those things. But
right.
So apparently Tyler and Parker also has not seen what we look like.
No, he did.
I thought he said, this is what I thought you look like. He drew me with hair and no beard.
Because this is, the picture is what he thought we looked like, but he knew because of social media.
Okay, but mm-hmm. what he thought we looked like.
I used to spend mm-hmm. a lot of time in like junior high and high school and computer class just looking up radio stations. I was such a nerd, being like,
really?
Well, what does that guy look like? Because that was when they were first starting to get on the web.
But when you'd heard them before, did you have a visual in your head? Was like Elvis Duran disappointing when you, or Ryan Seacrest, or?
They were all kind of disappointing, much like I assume we are.
Yeah.
When you look us up, it's like,
Like when I was in Boston and I was listening to Carson and Kennedy, I just assumed that Kennedy was the goddess that she is, but that Carson was handsome. And then,
oh my God.
And then we met him and I was like, oh, right. No wonder you're on the radio. Make sure you chop this and send it.
I will.
But thank you so much, Tyler.
Tyler.
That's very sweet.
He didn't send us a mug, which we are still doing our...
Oh, yeah.
If your business is on a mug, send it to 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, in care of Aaron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. It was a great letter, great picture. Kid from Parker named Tyler.
But if you want to draw a picture, if you want to have your kids.
Who also loves Culver's.
Mm-hmm. And he said he wears Jordans, too. So.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Anyway, that's your shout out there, Tyler from Parker.
Good evening. A new magazine. Going up the charts, and I think you're going to like it.
A magazine?
You're going to probably want to subscribe.
A magazine.
Costco Connection is the third most...
Oh, man! News! News!
Costco Connection is the third most popular magazine in the U.S.
Can I say a little something? I have a moment?
Yeah, sorry. Is it just like their shopping magazine?
Sort
like
of,
the Sky
but
Mall?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
There's still articles, I think.
Oh.
Here's the deal.
Because you read all the magazines.
I want to, Aaron.
That's why I read Playboy.
I have made no bones about how I feel about Costco.
Yeah.
I love Costco.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The Costco Connection comes and I want to read it so bad, so I set it aside.
Oh, really?
And then another Costco Connection comes and I'm like, oh, and then I set it aside. There is now, if anybody needs to do a vision board that's Costco based, I have a stack of them. I don't know why I can't throw them away.
Can we have a day of making vision boards?
100%, as long as they're Costco Connection.
I'm down.
Vision boards.
I'm down.
Yes, because I just can't. I can't bring myself. There's two magazines I can't bring myself. Three magazines I can't bring myself to throw away. I get Costco Connection. I get the Brighton Buzz, which is a stupid little magazine about the Brighton area, which I'm almost kind of a part of. And then there's a reunion one. There's like a reunion magazine, and they just take this picture of a family. It's like a mom and dad and their 2.3 nuclear family children, and they're all standing in the leaves if it's fall, or like a little winter portrait. And I think I keep them because I just can't wait to see the mom single at State House.
Oh my God.
I'm like, none of you guys are going to stay married. You live in reunion. Your family's going to implode. And I'm like, so I just... Every time I'm just about to go out.
That's your vision board is just.
The moms I want to. All the moms from Brighton Buzz, Reunion Magazine, and Costco Connection. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, was there more to your story?
It has. Costco Connection has a circulation of 15.4 million copies mailed every single month.
Yeah.
The top two most popular magazines are both by AARP. People and Good Housekeeping are fourth and fifth. So there you go.
Does anybody read a magazine anymore?
I used to read Sports Illustrated and ESPN, and I had the same thing. I couldn't get rid of them because it felt like there's cool pictures in it.
I love magazines.
And then
you never know when you're going to want to go back. But like now, even 5280 still send us their magazine. And I have a stack of them. It's like, ooh, best Denver restaurants. And I'm like, I didn't even read 2022's best Denver restaurants. Yeah. Why am I keeping this? Like, but I just can't.
I know. I agree. It feels weird to throw it out. But
all right. Aaron?
Good evening. Tis the season of haunted houses, and you cannot actually sue them if you get into danger.
By the way, we're doing our tour of terror.
Yeah, this is like a thing directly.
Is that
T-Hack.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. We're doing you've already missed it, but hopefully, is there anybody? Do we have anybody shoot video of this thing?
I don't believe so.
You've got us, boss.
Yeah. Okay, if you are
not quite the iPhone,
I'm gonna say this: if you're a qualified video person who wants to do, if you can send us like your sizzle reels that you've done for other people, we're gonna make room for one more person if you want to come and shoot this thing because our parent company apparently doesn't believe in that. Yeah. Is Troy gonna be at one of the things? Right, Troy works for one
for
of the
Frightmare.
Troy, will you just come on the bus with us?
Troy, bud, we miss you.
We do.
Damn it, Troy! Your videos are dope.
They're so.
If you know Troy, he's so talented. Yes, Troy. He works for which one? 13th
or the other Frightmare.
One? Frightmare. Okay, Troy. Either you come on the bus, or if you're somebody who wants to kickstart your video career,
we'll have pizza for you.
We got Bojo's Pizza. We got. Should we name any of the other sponsors? We haven't mentioned the sponsors enough. Does anybody know them?
I'll give Hermes. TX time.
Huh?
Hermes for transportation, Bojo's for food.
I think it's Hermes.
It's
whatever.
Not. That's the designer brand. It's Hermes.
Oh, he's not allowed to call it that.
Probably. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two haunted houses are?
Frightmare and 13th Floor.
And we're trying to, I shouldn't say. I'm just trying to get a cooler on the bus so while people are having pizza. And you know our friends at Applejack Wine and Spirits will probably throw some in there for us.
Mm-hmm.
What's
going on?
Yeah, let's hear your story.
Like, sue them?
Because you are technically not forced to go in.
You do not have to go in if you don't want to.
So if you were to get injured in there, that's your fault.
They're not supposed to touch you, though.
I've heard that. Everyone's like, they're not supposed to. But they do. But they're not supposed to. But they do. It's like, well, okay.
I am going to paint an invisible target on you.
It's going to be like in black light?
Yes.
Nice.
So when the black lights are on, we're just going to have all this stuff all over. Are you going to go in?
I don't know. I want to go in, but I'm so nervous. The haunted houses, I've been thinking about this a lot. It's given me a lot of anxiety for the last few weeks.
I'll be honest with you. I have also gotten a little scared because everyone has been like, these ones are so good that I've gotten.
So good that they're scary?
Yeah. So I am a little nervous. I'm still going to do it, but you're not alone.
Okay. But to me, I think it brings out the bad quality that I dislike the most in people, which is the same quality when you don't get a drink and they're like, come on, what? Drink. Just drink. Get a drink. Come on.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
You're not going to go in. Go in. Come on. And it's like, hey, man, you're pinning me up against the wall. Just go in. If you want to go in, just go in. Like, why do you got to recruit me? The scaredy cat to go. And same with drinking. If you want to get a drink, just get a drink. Why?
Yeah, you don't have to drink with us.
Yeah, you're screaming at me in the bathroom of the bar. Why aren't I drinking? Like, just do it. If that's
what you want to do. I have one last question, and I know we got to move on from News or Note for the day. Are we going in together, the three of us, or are we splitting up and going with different listeners on each thing?
That's tough, because I do want to see T-Hack's reaction.
I really
want to
see his reaction.
But I also think it's good for us to split up. But I really want to see his reaction.
I think we should split up so I could just
not.
Oh, so scary.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got it. I kind of tricked him into admitting it off air, but now he's already admitted it. T-Hack is a bad father. He is just as bad of a father as I was.
Oh.
So, high five. Welcome to the club.
Just as bad.
When it comes to toys, there's a new study out that says, too many toys, bad for kids.
Yep.
And T-Hack read every parenting book.
And they all say this, don't get a bunch of toys, get a few toys that are special for them, and then they'll take care of them more. They won't leave them everywhere because I just can't do it.
But I have talked about when I got my first check, I was in an apartment, I needed money for rent, I needed salt because my apartment didn't have it, I needed...
You got Miracle Whip?
I did. That was one of the things I bought.
Yeah.
But I also...
Because that's disgusting. And
it's not.
I just
when you grow up a mayonnaise person, you have to go get
mayo's
the other...
Mayo's way better.
I know you have to discover it on your own. You have to go get
anyways.
Miracle Whip is still good with certain things. Bologna and Miracle Whip is a wicked combination because their wangs sort of like meet. Like they wang each other. It's so much wang in your mouth at once. Mm-hmm.
I don't like too much wang in
Bologna
my mouth.
Bologna wang and Miracle Whip wang. There's Aaron, dare I say, I don't think too much wang in your mouth is enough wang in your mouth.
Yeah, very well said. Poetic.
Oscar Mayer and Miracle Whip. How much wang can you handle?
I agree, though, because we were a Miracle Whip family, and now I'm a mayonnaise guy. I think
you had to go try the other
side,
and you're like,
yeah,
the grass is greener, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I thought the grass was greener. I tried it, and now I'm back to mayo. But there are, like I said, there are special occasions. Anywho, like one of the first things I bought, other than Miracle Whip, I bought Legos.
Yeah.
Because I never had them. Like, I wanted, all my friends could like, oh, I'm going to build a, and like, oh, I'm going to imagine building a. So I am a product of no toys, which is why I zagged with my own children. Like, I want this. And it's like, there, you shall have it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Star Wars. Here's the Millennium Falcon.
Right. And I'm the same way. But I'm the same way because, to me, I have that gear in me, too, of like, it's for me, it's shoes. I buy all the shoes I can now because when I was younger. But and you had it with Legos, right?
Right.
And I'm trying
or
to
anything.
I'm trying to avoid that in my mind with my son. I don't want him to be a 30-year-old and like, I just want a thing of Legos. It's like, play with Legos while you really want to play with Legos when you're 4 or 5. And then grow out of it.
Great.
And don't have this lingering, like, I got to make up for lost time. That's what I'm trying to do.
You can shoot the gap. Like, you can just buy him some Legos, and then it's like yellow face Lego guy. And then he can go, yellow face Lego guy Spider-Man right now. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, okay. Thwip, thwip. But no.
No.
You had to buy him.
You had to take him to that one Lego shop where he found.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got Toby Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's got whatever.
Tom.
He has all the Spider-Man, yes.
And he's got them when they're full-blown Spider-Man or when they're just learning to be Spider-Man in a wrestling match. In your Lego guys. So you've taught your kid. He doesn't have to imagine anything. He doesn't have to come up with a way to be like Spider-Man. He has it. You've created an uncreative child. If you give him too much, the gaps are already filled in.
But... Okay, I don't know. Yes,
have to admit, like, aren't you more imaginative because you had to,
I am more imaginative, and I get that, but what I'm saying is, but there's still this aching that, like, but all I really wanted was just those shoes. I didn't want, like, I was a kid, I would cut out Nike swooshes out of paper and tape them to my shoe.
Awesome.
Very creative.
Yes.
I just wanted the Nike shoes. That's all I wanted. That's all I still want to this day.
Yeah, and now where are you at today?
Yes, now it made it bad. Wait, so which side are we arguing?
I would have just gotten the shoes.
No,
so
what
no.
Maybe get you one pair. There's a point where it's too much. Because I remember this. When we, like, my son and I were sitting down with just a big pile of Legos. This is a very strange thing that I'm about to say. But you know, when you're at Children's Hospital, there's a replica of Children's Hospital made in Legos.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's so amazing. And then when they add new stuff, Legos just, like, they send a master builder out. God, I want that job so hard. See, I could not want that job.
Grow up.
No, no. But like, so they just send like 10 billion brown Legos of all different sizes, 10 billion gray Legos of all different sizes. And then the master builder like goes outside, looks at the building and goes, all right. And then builds it.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then he's got all these extra brown Legos and all these extra. And guess what? I got them.
Oh.
You did?
Yes. After the first build, I was like, what do you guys do with the leftover Legos? Like, they're just in a storage place. I'm like, can I have them? I'm like, yeah. So I have the extra things. So then I sat down with my son one time. And
we were
thinking
about passing them out to the sick kids. No. But if you want them.
No, they can't just hand them out to, because it's like,
I know,
there's
I know.
Protocols and crap. But anyway, so then I sat down with my son and I'm like, let's build a house. And you know what he said? Guess what he said? Where are the instructions?
Oh.
Whoa.
He became Emmett. The most worthless. I know eventually by the end of the Lego movie, spoiler alert, Emmett is...
I haven't seen it yet.
He's the one. But but he didn't know how to do anything. Whereas I could put like a Lego on top of another Lego only held on by one place and then it swings. And if you do that enough times, that's a door. But you know what a door is for him? a door. Like Lego builds a door.
The door piece, yeah.
The door piece. He doesn't know how to do anything because I handed him everything. And your son is going to be the biggest blob of Jell-O. God, I hope.
I guess. Well, so am I.
Leo, if you're listening. Just kidding.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
What are you doing?
You know that one.
No,
right?
I don't. Okay. We got talking.
Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
Oh my God. We're trying. We don't know what we're going to do now. And we have to. We want to take some calls on something. And then Aaron's just like, the song's running out and she's screaming 44. And we're supposed to know what that is.
It's the NFL dude. He would always.
What NFL dude?
I don't know. He was number 44. That's me. Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Is it it's State Farm or Progressive?
I don't know.
What?
He's in the deli. Yeah. Get some cold cuts. I know what you're
talking
about.
And he does his little dance.
We were basically talking about, okay, here's what this is going to end up being. Like this stupid commercial or jingle or slogan that is stuck in your head. For years, as a guy who does endorsements for people like American Financing, Apple, like I find for my clients, me talking about them is effective. Mm-hmm. And I used to poo-poo anyone who paid money for a stupid effing jingle. Because it's like, dude, let somebody tell you, oh my God, Applejack Wine and Spirits, now they got 3 locations. They're great. Like you go there, the store's like Graceland. Like somebody talking passionately about something is a great way to like drive it home. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't, if I go 800-588-23.
100 Empire.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't deny that works.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do, but I
they
know
do
the
floors.
Oh, okay. Good.
You can't, as I'm going, 800, you can't see a roll of carpet
and the weird,
and then the hardwood's laying itself.
I can't see it, yes.
Yes!
Right.
So it does work. And it's, I want my baby. Is that?
Baby back, baby back. Chili's.
Chili's.
Baby, baby back. All right, so we're doing it or are we not doing it?
Yeah, we are.
I want my baby back,
baby back, baby back.
I want my
baby
back, baby back, baby back. Somebody's got to do the Chili's.
I want my baby
back. Chili's, baby back ribs. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Barbecue
we want
sauce.
You to call with the thing that's stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can just keep going with ones that are like.
No, I mean, the first one that came
to. 44, what is that? Did you look it up?
Geico.
Is his name Icky? I-C-K-E-Y?
It looks like Andrew Whitworth is his real name. He's like, he's in the grocery store and they call out number 44 and he's happy. I'll get some. You don't know that one?
I have never seen that.
Because the Icky Shuffle? I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right. It's Icky Woods. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. Yeah, it's Icky Woods. You're right.
Okay. So I have not seen that one, but I can imagine it would get stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better brand of beef makes a butter burger better. Everyone knows that. Culver's, baby.
I swear to God, if you don't parlay that into a free burger.
A brand of beef makes a butter burger better.
Hello, mother.
Don't do this.
Father.
Oh, my God.
Flea sticks, mosquitoes. Really, father? Thanks for the package. That's why I'm riding. K9 Advantix really stops all the biting.
When you started that, I was going to do.
Hiking. Tent pitching. Okay. They're not biting.
Okay.
I'm not itching. Okay. Can't
you know that
there
was a song
you.
Before, though, right?
All my new tricks.
You know that it was a song before.
No,
it's the song you sing when you're at camp. Hello, Mata. Hello,
Fada.
Here I am at Camp Granada.
No,
camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
No.
No?
I've heard the Hello Mother, Hello Father before, but I didn't
Fada.
Know what it is. Fada, yeah, but I didn't know what
Are
it was
they
from.
All from. New York?
Kind what of. Is... It's like a song about like how crappy camp life is and your stupid tick thing stole it. It's not they like they
well,
wrote...
Well, yeah, the puppy is at camp.
I get it, but it's
not... It's such a cute commercial.
But it's not as cool of a jingle as, for example, if I was just careening down I-25 right now, head north, and I said to myself, you take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm. Boom. Everyone knows where the damn tree farm is because of that stupid jingle. All right. If you've got a slogan.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
If you've got a slogan, Because it can be just
animal
as simple as
crackers in my soup.
It doesn't. You don't have to sing when you call. But if you got a slogan or
IDK, my BFF Jill.
Oh my God! Would you shut up while I? If you got a slogan or a jingle, this is where we'd love to talk to you. What's stuck in your head?
My brand.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
I have never heard this before this moment.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
He was like for Skittles or Starburst or something.
Surely you've heard, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. I think that had to be the same as the Full House guy.
Kind of,
it's the 90s.
Do you remember, now you're doing, you know, that was another campaign that was really, Bud Light had the best campaigns of any campaigns. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Real Man of Genius.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it was the dude, it was like, Mr. Wears His Pants Too Tight now. That was a singer from Survivor.
Was it really?
Yes. Oh. And then they did, What's that?
Oh, perfect.
Even recently, Dilly Dilly.
I know, which
it feels
God, we
so
hated
old,
it so
yeah.
much, but now I miss it.
And it actually caught on.
It did. I wanted to go like, no, it's never going to catch on.
And it did, yeah.
It caught on.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off
God,
a piece
I can't remember
of that.
What's the end. Never mind. It's an Office episode.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't.
Where Andy can't remember what it... Do we have any more? Oh, the other one, this one, I want to do some that aren't singing so people aren't intimidated to call in.
Sure.
New York City, get a rope.
No.
You remember that?
No. Get a rope?
Get a room?
Rope.
Rope?
They were going to hang the guy.
Oh.
It's like,
what?
Somebody's like,
I'm
somebody's
sorry, what?
Dipping a chip into like salsa and they're like, where's this from? And they look at the package and they're like, oh, it's from New York City. And somebody goes, New York City, get a rope. And they're like, because they're mad because they want good salsa can't come from New York City. It's got to be Pace Picante salsa, which comes from, I don't know, Connecticut. It must come from somewhere in the South, like Texas or something.
That is wild.
You don't remember the commercials of them going like, New York City?
No.
Oh my God. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No.
Please text into 51059 if you've heard the, I'm not making that up.
Mm-mm. I believe you.
G. Wentworth. Okay.
877 cash now.
Who are you calling yourself?
Damn it.
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
I have never heard that.
Is it Trident?
I think so.
It's a gum, I think, right? They clean your dirty mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to think of one more that's mine. Oh, how's it go? Your air duct cleaning experts. Ductworks. 303-425-0985. Yeah. There you go.
Good job.
All right. We've run out of things to say or sing, so it's your turn to take over. The slogan, the jingle that's stuck in your brain.
Ricola!
Oh, how do I turn both of you off? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing slogans, jingles.
Mm-hmm.
Catchy things.
And the worst thing in the world that's happening is Aaron just won't
sorry.
Stop singing.
Oh, I'm not sorry.
She's just like, Stacy?
Yes.
What's your jingle?
Yeah. I should say. I have two really quick ones, okay? Big Mac filet and fish, quarter pounder french fries, icy Coke, thick shakes, sundaes, and apple pies.
I never knew that one.
Yeah.
That's a variant of the McDonald's. Okay.
Yes. And the other one is my baloney has a first name.
It's O-N-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day.
If you ask me why, I'll say.
If you ask me why, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Boom! That's the only way I know how to spell baloney.
Same. It doesn't look like it's supposed to say that.
No, it's Bologna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stacey. What was the other burger thing that we didn't do?
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
No, it's the other one. It's a different company.
I don't know.
You can customize your burger. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders,
don't upset us. Yes.
Was that Burger King?
It was Burger King, yeah. Which I think that should be Subway's slogan. Have it your way.
Have it your way. Yeah.
Happy K.
Have it your way. That's right. Yeah. I remember now.
Every night that gets stuck in
my
head.
No, what's the new one from Burger King?
That at BK. No.
It's like, you rule.
No.
Yes, it is.
There's another.
That's the new one.
No.
Because my son and I got an argument. He's like, your rule. And I'm like, why would it be your rule? It's not your rule. It's you rule.
Yeah,
there's another one. I'll look it up.
Ann?
Whopper. That one.
Okay,
sorry, Ann.
Sorry. What's your slogan?
So this is probably older than all of you. There is a plumbing and heating company in Denver, Bell Plumbing and Heating. They still advertise.
Oh, I remember those guys.
But their jingle used to be call 757-5661 and ring the bell.
Okay. It's nothing compared to Steel Bros. Okay. Steel Bros.
Excellent.
They don't have a jingle, but we're going to start it. Aaron?
Yay.
What's the slogan jingle?
So I'm from Wichita, Kansas, but the slogan is it's for a drive-in, and it's the Starlight Drive-In gives you more. Call 524-2424.
I like
it. If you call that number, it gives you a list of the movies that are playing for that evening.
Oh,
is it still there?
Yeah, if you had a 316 and you call that number.
Oh, my God, Aaron.
Steve,
it's so
Steve,
true,
can
though.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor, Steve? Can you tell us, Slacker, can you tell Steve we all say hi and love him and wish him the best?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a hot minute, but.
I know. Well, I love you guys, though, too. You guys are great. But anyway.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
You we'll see you at the Starlight.
316. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you, man. Oh, I like him so much.
Yeah.
Juliet.
Yay.
What's your slogan? What's your jingle?
Well, you took my Ductworks one, but the other one is, it's like an old commercial for some shipping company. And there's like a little granny and she goes, I shipped my drawers. And then the dad goes, I just shipped my bed. And I say that all the time and nobody ever knows.
I think it was for Kmart.
No.
It was, yeah, Kmart. I just shipped, yeah.
I shipped my drawers.
It was
I just
Kmart.
Shipped my pants. Yeah, you could ship it from the.
What?
Yes.
That was a thing?
Yes. I just shipped my drawers.
Who is the company right now that I'm thinking? There's a couple that are so on it, like with social media and things like that. Like
Wendy's is one of them.
Wendy's is one of them.
Oh, they're on it.
They don't care.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they just do the funniest thing. And Denver Water is.
If you've seen Nutter Butter on TikTok, they're to the extreme. They are. We don't know what they're doing.
But they would do like a ship to my pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And didn't Denver Water, like they crushed it last year with the Nuggets or something.
Yeah, because was it Jamal Murray took a sip of
and
the water?
It was like the Michigan water or something.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, we got you.
Yeah.
Patty?
Yay.
What's your slogan? What's your jingle?
I am stuck on Bandit. So germs don't stick on me.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
So germs don't stick on me. That's not the way I remember it.
What do you remember?
Because it was like I'm stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids don't stick on.
I thought it was because Band-Aids stick on me. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aids stick on me.
I
don't know.
Band-Aid brand, so germs don't stick on me.
The germs make sense, though.
I don't remember that.
Either way, I have a compulsion to buy Band-Aids right now. Something's working.
Thank you for the call. Jordan?
Yay.
What's your... We were going to call this slogan off, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot until right now. It's slogan off. What's yours?
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yep.
There's a million things Toys R Us you can play with.
Oh, I don't remember the rest.
What?
Me neither.
It didn't just stop there.
I thought it did.
That was it.
There's a second verse. There's
a bridge. Not a second verse, second half of the chorus.
Idiots.
What? Okay. Thank you.
It's been remastered.
Desiree.
Yay.
Slogan off. What's yours?
First, let me start with, I am standing outside the parking lot at King Supers right now, and the song that gets stuck in my head also comes with a dance. And it starts with skin-a-rinky-dinky-doo, skin-a-rinky-dee, I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening green and underneath the moon.
Is this for a product? I'm so confused.
No, I've heard that before.
She's having her psychotic break in a King supermarket.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I have a question for the group. I already know the answer from Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, is mercury in the microwave? I currently have... Let me summarize it this way. My bank account of F's is overdrawn.
Yes.
I have absolutely zero F's to give. Zero. And I don't mean that like I feel mean or like I want to hurt a puppy. Like I'm not mean. I have no, like consequences matter zero to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I be in the room with you two?
I'm just saying the more dangerous, the better. Like right now, if somebody suggested, hey, let's do, just finish that sentence. Guess what? I'm in. Guess what? I'm in.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want to do, let's do it.
Oh, Aaron's going to say skydiving.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go. Tattoos?
I'm in. I have my next one picked out. I have my next piercing picked out. Like, let's go.
Promiscuity? On a level that hasn't been seen.
I redownloaded Tinder and Hinge.
Yes! I don't care. Like, I don't. So you're feeling it too.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're saying you're not alone.
No. All, like, my best friends. And we're also very annoyed by everything. Everyone, everything. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something going on. And I, like... You would think that I would be physically exhausted because I've been going on so many hikes and I love them, but I'm not, but I'm still sleeping in until 9, which I haven't done since high school.
Sleeping in?
Yeah. Normally I'm up at 6.
Doesn't school start at 8?
I don't want to talk about it.
That explains that GPA and what you do for a living.
Hey, we're in the same room, so.
But like, now that you say that, I have been feeling that. I've been feeling very tired in the mornings.
Just
like,
very
I can't
tired,
wake
no
up.
F's. But you know what?
He's such a good person that his is not manifesting itself in zero F's. He's just tired.
Yeah.
I'm not that tired. So you're kind of a combination. I'm not that tired. Okay. I'm just like I can't. I walked by a tent at an event that had tattoos.
Ooh.
And my son had to physically restrain me from going in. He's like, Dad, why would you get your first tattoo here? And I'm like, why the F would I not?
I almost got, one of my biggest regrets is not getting a tattoo at the top of Sugarloaf Mountain in Brazil.
Let's go get one now. Like,
there was like an old bus and I was like, yeah, let's go.
Hello, looks sanitary to me. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's...
It's like the complete reversal of the stereotypical. The parent is supposed to be the one to the kid. Like,
I know.
You're going to regret that for the rest of your life. And instead, it's your son.
Right. He was like, what are you going to get? And I explained to him and he's like, no, you're not getting that. And I'm like, I am though.
What were you going to get?
The shape of a racetrack.
Just a little loop?
No, it's the shape of the
infinity thing. Oh no, of F1.
I know. I was just
of an F1
like
racetrack, and I'm like, what if? Because I want to go to lots of F1 races, and I'm gonna get the shape of every racetrack on my body once I go.
Oh, are they different shapes?
Stop talking. Did you not hear me when I just explained the consequences mean nothing to me?
You're right.
I will like
step on a toe
there.
Like,
I don't know.
It's a fun idea. I like that it's something for every event because you're very into that. But what if you get like, I don't know, maybe not the track, but something at every event.
It's just like, I need to start commemorating things. But what I don't understand is what this means. Like, it's weird. I'm not a promiscuous person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, there's been... events going on that have made us realize you need to live life. So like that could be a part
but
of it.
But is that really what's happening?
Maybe.
Like, when tragedy strikes, like you would think, like, okay, I swear to you, I'm not trying to be mean to you right now, T.I.
Okay.
But you are the type, but you are the type of person that if someone fell, let's say someone was on the edge of Grand Canyon, was taking a picture, and they fell. You would react to that like, okay, from now on, everyone, like if I'm anywhere near anything tall, I'm going to be 14 feet away from the edge. Like you're going to take tragedy and adjust to it in a way that keeps you safe.
Yeah,
and for some reason, I'm taking tragedy and going, oh yeah, what else you got? I'm going to go, if they fell being 6 inches from the edge, I'm going to see what happens when you're 1 inch from the edge. Because I'm just like,
whoa,
let's go. When something weird happens, and I've been you my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
When something weird happens, you hit the brakes and you reassess. Yeah.
I have like a weird thing if I find out that a celebrity died or something. It's like, well, what happened? Oh, they were driving drunk. Okay, I don't drive drunk. Good, I'm safe. Like, I have to.
You have to get to the bottom of it and make sure it
fits inside your life. I don't do that behavior. Okay, that it's not going to get me.
Like the One Direction dude, like pink cocaine. Okay, good. Check.
Right.
I don't do any cocaine, let alone pink.
Mm-hmm.
So you're safe.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, what other colors of cocaine are there?
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know.
That's it. Like, it's a very strange feeling to be this unhinged.
And this is new because you were like me. So what, do you like it?
I don't know, because not caring about consequences is fun.
It's kind of nice because it lets you forget or like not care about people's opinions of you. And personally, I get very stuck in that mentality.
100%.
So it's really nice to not care.
Oh my God, you are
care.
Literally, you, yes.
But then it gets dangerous because you don't
I don't care. You're right.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people giving me a lot of opinions right now. And
that's when I had the BDE.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I realized I had to tone it down.
Yes. I'm feeling the D getting B.
Yeah.
What about mine? That's not fair.
You're still TS.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am determined. This is going to sound very strange.
Okay.
I am determined to not cry during this break. And that may come off as weird. I have cried so much in the last, I don't even know how many days it is now. I feel very close. This is, okay, I don't even know where to start. Aaron, I feel incredibly close to you right now because we've shared something hard.
Yeah.
And I have so many questions that I'm going to ask you in the next few days because I'm like, I mentioned on the show recently that my father wasn't feeling well. I made a mistake when I did that, by the way.
Not a mistake.
Well, I did because my father finally was okay talking about the fact that he's sick, right? And he didn't want any of his family to know. And then one of his sisters called him and he was kind of out of it and he hung up on her. And then she was like, what the hell is going on? And then she alerted everybody and then his family knew and he was like, okay with us talking about it. And then we had our family meeting on the show. And I came clean. I don't know why this sounds incredibly cruel to say, but I effed up because my mom's side of the family hadn't been told.
But you weren't aware of that. So like, don't beat yourself up over it.
I know. But then after we did that on the air, then I was getting a lot of texts from cousins and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, obviously he's a major figure to not just the people who share his last name, but everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was only a week ago when we talked about that.
Yeah, it was.
Does this sentence get any easier?
No. It does. It just takes time.
My father passed away on Thursday. I don't even know what to say about it other than, dang it.
It's okay.
I'm not saying anybody who does end of life pain management is weak by what I'm about to say. I swear to God, I'm not saying that. My father was so anti-pain medicine that he passed without a drop of opioids ever in his body. And we could not, like to this moment, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He just quit. So that's why there have been some older shows played recently, and this it's going to happen a couple more times while we lay him to rest. And then that's it. So I don't, every time I have to say out loud that he's not here anymore, I just don't. How does that?
It sucks.
Yeah, and he had gotten sick, and you had said that he had not doing well, and then it seemed like it was very sudden too. I mean, and not like you're ever prepared, I guess, but
he just was. He had been sick for a while, but not sick. I mean, he was sick inside.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer, and then it started to become obvious it had moved to other places. And then when we confirmed it had moved to other places, it took him no time. I mean, yeah. I don't even know why I'm saying this stuff. And I hope my brothers aren't mad at me for saying this, but it's like, I'm so proud of the way he.
Yeah.
How he did it.
How strong he was throughout all of it. And then, you know,
and then
when
he just stopped being strong.
And yeah, and that's okay. Quit. He said I was tired, and that's okay.
And I hope my brothers will forgive me. But last Wednesday, we were supposed to do a show. We'd done a show on Tuesday, and I was trying to do a show on Wednesday. And then he had kind of a rough day, and he'd had a lot of rough days. So mm-hmm. I was like, something told me I had to go up.
Mm.
And you guys took care of the show on Wednesday for us, and thank you. And that was the last time I saw him. And wow. They moved a hospital bed in on Tuesday night, and they took it out on Thursday morning. Wow. But I will tell you, he laid in that hospital bed and was comfortable for the first time in a long time. And I watched him lay there, and he was stretching his arm out, and I don't know what he was reaching for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he got a hold of it.
Yeah.
So, when I say I'm not going to cry about it, I don't mean any disrespect to him. I've just cried so much. And it's like, if you knew my dad, he would be so pissed right now.
All I've ever heard about your dad is just how tough he was, in a good way.
So and tough. Like, he's a farm kid, and he built houses. So, he would be so mad right now, but, yeah.
I think he'd be proud.
That's that's the other thing about him. He wasn't very demonstrative in that regard, but the last month or so, he definitely was.
Yeah.
And said all the things I'd waited my whole life to hear.
Wow.
So. Hoo-ah! We'll get back to being funny again, I promise. Mm-hmm. But just give us a little grace if we're not. In about a week, everything is so.
Everything you can't put a timeline on
it. No, but I'm saying in a week. My obligations, and they're not obligations.
Oh, okay.
The things that we have to do that make this the final thing will be over. And then we'll begin the healing, mm-hmm. I guess. So thank you to you two for keeping the show going. And thank you to the listeners for having grace with us.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Lou.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Is this one of your, I don't know what this is. You've got something, there's some story about how long you can hug at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, does this rise to the level? Is this one of your hacked off things? Like, what is your, because I think you're on the wrong side of history here.
But I agree with it. So this
then you're on the wrong side of history.
This new rule does not hack me off in any way.
So the new rule is good. You're hacked off of what was happening before the new rule came out.
A little, yeah. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to insert a hack. I'm not trying to make you more hacked than you are. No. It's just ever since I won the jingle competition, I've been wanting to play
my
jingle.
You haven't played it since. I mean, you do deserve to play it. You won. I will absolutely bow down.
Well, I wasn't prepared, but.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I guess, okay, I'll just play it.
There you go.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I am real teed off today.
All right, so what was happening at the airport that was such an injustice?
Well, people like to give long goodbyes, emotional time. I've been a part of them myself, several of them at the airport, you know, whenever my parents visit.
That, okay, so funny to me. I never have. Whether I'm the person dropping them off or I'm leaving, I'm like, bye.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What, really? Never.
Oh my God. I distinctly remember. Oh, wow. Like, I remember one of the first times, this is kind of weird because she's an ex-wife now, but like when she was leaving to go on an extended trip to Brazil or whatever, mm-hmm. we were at the airport and I was just like, please don't go. Like, I just wouldn't let go.
Really?
Yeah, you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I've never loved someone.
Yeah, you don't
someone.
You don't love anyone. Okay. I think what we're establishing is fair. You're the issue here. Like, you don't, like, even when like your mom is going to, like, there was never like a...
My mom has never dropped me off at the airport. Maybe that's why I drive myself and I just...
You have a lot of anxiety surrounding the airport because your mom worked for the airline. Yeah. And you guys just flew like gangsters.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, but yeah, anytime our family comes to visit, it's emotional. Or I remember the same thing when my wife, we were just dating at the time, but she was going to study abroad in Spain for a whole semester.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like, hey, I had graduated already and it was like, you know, I live in Iowa still, right? She's like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Like, so then when you dropped her at the airport...
It's like, here goes 5 months of just goodbye. See
you. You, okay.
Hope you don't meet a Spanish boy. My odds aren't looking good.
No, they're not. And I've seen the pictures of you back then. I don't know how you landed this thing.
Yeah, okay, so it's always emotional. And so New Zealand has stepped in and they're going, look, we know it's emotional, but we have a new rule. You can't hug for more than 3 minutes at the drop-off area. You get them, you get your 3 minutes in, and then you got to move it along. And I like this.
Can you
this.
Be there for 3 minutes if you're not hugging? Or you just the whole time that you have from pull your car over to pop in your hatch, like all that sequence of events is 3 minutes max.
I think so, yeah. All in total. And they
like that.
They cite some research. They say all it takes is a 20-second hug to release the oxytocin, the love hormone. So really, we're giving you 3 minutes. You really only need 20 seconds. It's what New Zealand is
saying.
Talk and roll, baby.
Yeah, which
oh my God, Aaron. Like, that's...
But I like it because every time, if you drop somebody off at DIA, and then you can kind of pull up to the drop-off area, but you're not supposed to, but the workers are out there, and they kind of let you, but sometimes they kind of don't, and sometimes you're having that emotional goodbye, that hug, and they're like...
What's wrong with that? You don't
along,
time
come
my...
On. Come on, I like that you're just putting it in rules. So then it's like, it's not on me. Like, we all know what needs to happen. I need to drop you off and I need to
What
leave.
Happens if I hug longer? Oof. What's going to happen?
You get a fine.
Mm-hmm.
My thing
Life
is like...
Life in jail.
I just want you to know the 20-second rule works in my bedroom. But when I'm dropping you off after, I need longer. Mm. Like, because back in the day, do you understand? Aaron, you guys don't know. You don't know.
No.
Like, you used to park... And then go in with them and take them to their gate.
Ooh,
and you hug them as they're boarding.
You
it's
were
like,
able to go through security without
there
a
There was no
ticket.
Security to go to the gate.
There wasn't?
I guess maybe there was a little bit. Like, yeah, you walked through the metal detector, but you didn't need a ticket to go.
That's
you could just,
wild.
Like, go to the gate. And, like, when somebody was coming in, like, they came up the jetway and you're like, ah! And you bear hug them as they come through that door.
Wow.
No. What's the movie with that in it?
Well, that's Love Actually.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've ever seen that.
That was a real thing.
That's crazy.
So you could you just go get a drink at the airport? Could you just mill around like they didn't check anything?
Nothing. What? Here's my thing. When I worked... Oh, God.
Here we go.
When I worked at the airport, I've told you, I was on gate C-41.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now, I believe, a Southwest gate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was a Vanguard Airlines gate. That was our only gate. So in between throwing bags, when there's not a plane sitting there, if you're the guy who does bags, what are you doing?
Sleeping?
Nothing. You could be sleeping. You could be doing whatever, eating. My girlfriend would come to the airport. We would go into the family changing room bathroom.
Mm.
That's crazy. Not like just that she was able to get through.
No, she was just, we were all able to
to get through.
There's like the,
we're not a family yet.
We definitely went through the motions, but I mean, like, I need more than, no, you're right.
Three minutes rule.
It's not going to be, sorry, it's gonna be applied everywhere.
Rules are rules. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about the dark side of amusement parks.
Ooh. Those can get dark.
This is real
dark. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Real.
Mm-hmm. I have a story about an overzealous c-
real. What?
You heard me.
What did you just say?
I don't know what to do.
An overzealous c-
do we need to bleep that?
I think we did twice.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of France.
Hello!
Oui, oui.
Hey, okay. Je t'aime.
Sacre bleu.
French onion soup.
That's the soup I had last night.
Gross!
It's so good.
That's not even
a... French couples facing legal troubles because of their cocky rooster.
What?
He's too loud, apparently. He's being sued by the neighbors because the c*** won't stop crowing. Can I?
If you don't stop saying that word, I'm running out of beep room.
It's a rooster.
We pay for beeps by the dozen, and we're running low. It's
your card's
connected.
Well, the
rooster's working on it.
Dude.
Yeah, so this rooster's just apparently very, very loud, and the neighbors, they're fed up, so they've filed paperwork. They're suing.
They call the police on mm-hmm. a rooster?
They do. He's got relentless crowing. They say they're suffering from... difficulty concentrating, sleep deprivation, and hearing fatigue.
Mm.
Because and the owners say, "Look, we've tried everything. We've adjusted the way his door opens, so he just won't shut up. He's just a loud guy."
Are you done? Do you have any more of the?
Nah, I'm just gonna say it again if you let me keep going. So I'll be done. That's it. Sorry.
Okay. My story also not from Florida. He's from San Antonio.
Mm.
San Antonio's in Texas. Y'all know there is a SeaWorld out there in San Antonio?
I think I did know that,
Why
actually.
Would there be a SeaWorld? Ain't SeaWorlds normally where there is an ocean?
Yeah.
You got one in San Diego right there?
There's a river walk.
So there.
San Antonio.
So there's a SeaWorld out there in San Antonio.
All right.
And they got one of them there killer whales.
Mm.
Who's up for doing the whale talk?
We need to find his son. Can you give us directions? Come back. I love that movie.
So the whale out there in San Antonio, one of their killer whales, apparently took a big old dump in the water.
Mm.
I don't know if they have a separate tank for him to do that in.
I've never thought about that.
But he did it as part of the show.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm not mad.
He pooped a whole bunch, then did one of his patented whale tricks.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
And splashed.
That's what you get.
Splashed the people in the splash zone with ginormous whale poop lace.
That's what you get.
It's the number two ranked show in all of SeaWorld.
Oh my God. Do you know how big whale poop must be?
No, I guess.
It must be like the size of a car. Okay. Anyway, those were all these stupid people that we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.